For someone who loves sleep, I really don't sleep enough. I'm in bed right now and leaning over. It is 5:15 a.m. on Sunday morning. And I've always got so much going through my mind. And sometimes when I tweet about stuff, it's on that instinct of having a thought in your mind. I think that's why a lot of people tweet. It's about acting on impulse, on thoughts. And then, like in some of my podcast shows, I then reflect on what I've tweeted, and perhaps it creates a topic for discussion. And just going on Twitter now to talk about what I just tweeted, it was really want to start making YouTube videos, and in brackets, regular ones. Again, I'm just too scared that my next one won't be good. Should I go for it? Or I should go for it, right? And it's something I've battled with the past 4 years. I've been making videos. And it's the fact that there's many layers to this. And the whole issue of insecurity, I guess I could talk about another time. And for anyone who's been supporting my actual podcast show, thank you so much. Because it's now the number one most listened to podcast show on audioboot.fm. and yeah, if you go on my profile and click podcast 376 or go on iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. But I'm getting back to the topic. I'm like a rabbit in the headlights. I just freeze. And when I started doing YouTube videos, I used to make them every other day. And I remember when I did 60-second September last year, doing one a day actually makes you better at it. You sort of live up to what you have to do, and you keep going, and you actually make really good content. And the problem with me is, as I said, there are many layers to it. And one of the layers is that my videos are me. There's no persona. What you see is what you get. And therefore, if I get criticized on my videos, it's usually a criticism of me. And that's something I've had to deal with always, and I've always dealt with it accordingly. But in the sense of the whole stop and start is, I always have projects I do. I've set up channels before, and then I find I don't have enough time, and I just bail it. And some people say, oh, I'm always a disappointment. And unfortunately, it's because my ambition doesn't correlate well with the amount of time I have. I only have 24 hours in a day, and I have a long list of things I'd like to do. But I want to get back to making regular YouTube videos. I miss doing it so much. And my worry is that when I do a video next, it's not going to be good because I haven't done it for a while. And every week I'll have some stuff scripted and think, is this what I should be doing? And it's no longer acting on that impulse of, you know, what should I be? Oh, that's seems good, let's just do it, you know. And I see a lot of my fellow UK friends who do just make videos regularly, and they may not always be the best videos they've ever done, but being regular, it's actually better. And perhaps that's what I need to do. I need to just throw away this insecurity, realize that I can make people happy, and that maybe it's time for me to make a presence on YouTube again, because I've just faded over the past year, and I'm just not happy with life at the moment, and it's just been very difficult for me financially, time-wise, it's been very difficult, and YouTube was always my safety zone. And I guess recently, because a lot of my UK YouTube friends, American as well, but that's always been a distance because of the physical distance. But my UK YouTube friends, I just feel completely out the loop. As I've said, trivial things like they don't follow me anymore on Twitter, you know, channel recommendations on people's channels, I've been removed off them. And it's kind of this whole notion of, I just feel like I've been a slate wiped clean. And it sounds like a really weird thing and potentially pretentious, but I've always talked about legacy and what you want to be remembered for. And I'd always like to feel that my videos will always be remembered for helping people, which they will be. But from these experiences of the past few months and me fading away, I realize actually that perhaps I'm just a drop in the ocean, and whatever happens when I'm gone, when I decide to stop, everything stops there. I'm no longer important, which I hate to say because that sounds really pretentious, but hopefully you know what I mean. I'm just rolling around with ideas in my head right now. And for anyone who sent me letters, who leaves comments, emails, I read them all, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I guess if we just use this as a mark to say, come on Miles, let's start making videos again, I could really make a good push for it. And I can say, online community, here we come, it's time for me to do what I'm good at, because I'd like to think I'm good at engaging with people around the world and making great stuff happen. So on that note, I'm going to roll over and see if I can get any sleep. And maybe you should too, do the same if you are listening to this at 5:20 in the morning, which it is now, which is probably not going to be the case because it takes a few moments to process, but you get what I'm saying. So I'm going to stop talking now. Have a great evening, great day, wherever you are in the world. Bye.